If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Not missiles, but microbes.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
Portland residents, Seattle citizens of San Diego.
We're back in your town. We're not sick.
It's figuring us out faster than we're figuring it out.
It's mutating.
Tested positive for COVID-19, and authorities say he refused to self-quarantine, so they put sheriff's deputies outside his home.
Return to your homes. Return to your homes. Return to your homes.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
They're not going to let us out of here alive, are they?
I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
You have no idea how bad this thing is.
Limited internet shutdowns are being implemented to quell panic.
I am in control now.
The outcome of the CAPS pandemic in Event 201 was catastrophic. 65 million people died in the first 18 months.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely
the Gates Foundation.
Hundreds of people dead each time they run a simulation. Umbrella imprints them with basic memories, just enough to ensure a correct emotional response to the threat of the biohazard.
The outbreak was small at first and initially seemed controllable, but then it started spreading in densely crowded and impoverished neighborhoods of megacities. From that point on, the spread of the disease was explosive. Within 6 months, cases were occurring in nearly every country. The global economy was in a free fall. The GDP down 11%. Stock markets around the world plummeted between 20 and 40% and headed into a downward cycle of fear and low expectation.
They recreated the center of New York, simulated an outbreak, showed it to the Russians, and sold them the virus. They simulated an outbreak in Moscow, sold it to the Americans, an outbreak in Tokyo,
sold it to the Chinese,
an outbreak in China,
sold it to the Japanese.
Exactly. Everyone had to have it. The Umbrella Corporation built a new arms race. Only this time, it was biological rather than nuclear.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
An outbreak in China.
Why would Umbrella continue to run these tests?
They want to study the biohazard, learn how to control it.
Initialize New York sequence. Initialize
China
sequence. I am in control now. Activate biohazard.
They're not gonna let us out of here alive, are they?
Activate biohazard.